हाँ ना,
Miranda.
Good evening.
Yes, oh,
Period.
evening. Evening.
So we will begin with the Lishon Yichud. We are studying section 5 of Parashat Vayera from the Suwam commentary of the Zohar. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkin Tevit Kilu Urchimu Utkilu Utkilu Urchimu Leachta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'yino Amadunai Elohino Elena Ma'asei Yadeinu Kanane Elena Ma'asei Yadeinu Kananehu Pasuk 50 Section 5 Wehu Yoshev Petach Ohel Man Petach Ohel Da'atar De'ifre Berit Raza Dimhem Nuta Yechom Hayom Da Raza De'itabak Be'a Avraham Tukfa Tesitra De'amina The translation of the words, and he sat at the tent door. He asked, where is the tent door? And he answers, this is the place that is called the covenant. This is the place that is called the covenant, which is the secret of faith, namely the nukva. The phrase, in the heat of the day, refers to the secret to which Abraham cleaved, which is the might of the right side, his own grade. My commentary, one understanding of the tenth door is a spiritual level in the physical world, that balance point that we speak about. This Zohar is discussing faith. As we are taught in Kabbalah, faith connects to doubt. It is a low level of connection to Hashem. It is also hinting to us that faith is the name of the Sefirah Yesod. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I would have thought Yesod would have been higher than faith.
You thought Yesod is higher than faith? Well, it is saying that the secret of faith is the nukva, which is Malchut. But Yesod, so the crown of the male organ, never separates from Malchut. So it's considered the Keter of Malchut. And that's what I'm saying, the Sefirah Yesod, I'm referring to the crown of the male organ.
Okay.
You do have to be careful with the code words.
Yes. If I'm trying to do references.
I think Brandy muted herself, but do you have any questions, Brandy?
Tell me again where we are.
We're in Pasuk 50. In section 5 of Parasha Vayera.
Okay. I gotcha. I muted because the dogs were barking.
Yeah, I realized that. That's why I mentioned it. But the this class is interactive, so it's good to, you know, stay connected if you can and ask questions, because we only learn through questions or comments.
Well, I was in the right section, but 10 parsukhs ahead.
Understood.
And I haven't had a chance to catch up. I feel like I've missed most of the chapter.
Well, you have. You know, we started it on Monday, and you were in and out yesterday. So.
Yeah. Day too. And tomorrow's not the doctor appointment with Tony, so this has been a week of
a week of Simcha, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it talks about the tent door, and doesn't door connect to the letter Dalet? And what is the number, Dalet, the Gematria for Dalet?
Well, the Dalet itself is a Gematria of 4. But the word Dalet in Hebrew means door. And it would be 4 plus 30 for the Lamed plus 400 for the Taf. So the Gematria is 434.
I had the word labeled on the door of the classroom. Do you remember that?
I remember that. So what does 434 connect to?
So you'd have to look it up on that website I've given you before, but I'll do it now.
Okay.
I'll check my cards. Maybe I'll hand it up to you, which it might take me a while to find.
An interesting question is to ask, what does the tent of the door look like? Or the door of the tent?
True.
Like a curtain.
Probably looks like a Dalet. You know, the flap pulled back, making the opening like a Dalet.
That's true. One of the words with that Gematria is beget. And also, in your house, the phrase in your house.
In your house. Did you say again?
Beget. It's a biblical word for having children.
Oh, beget.
I thought it was.
And another word which I usually don't publicize, but everything has both sides, both good and negative. So it also is a gematria of a word that the phrase is, and your sin. But we would use the Hebrew word chet.
Oh, I thought you were saying get.
No. No, get.
Okay.
A sin.
I'm glad you could. Mm-hmm.
And then another word with the coming of his, but it does, that's just the word, it's the phrase, so you'd have to see where it was in the verse. And then,
well, that's interesting.
The
coming of his is interesting, because what happens eventually at that door is he gets visited by the three angels, and then he finds out he's going to have a son.
I'll put it to the link because it's the machine that's up there. Thank you. I'm sorry, I was distracted. Say it again.
Oh, I was saying, so that is interesting, that phrase that you use, because eventually at that same door, he gets three visitors, and then he's told that he's going to have a son.
Correct. So you begin to see all of the connections when you start looking at all the different words that have a similar gematria. Here's another one, the word geula, which you're all familiar with, meaning redeem, the redemption.
Wow. Well, that happened too eventually, but later on in his story.
And then
so
it's
the word is pretty important.
Yes, it is. And then you also have the word mishpat, the judgment.
Right.
Lakodesh as well, which is sanctification. To sanctify. So you can see it's a very powerful word phrase.
Word.
The tenth door.
It is.
And if you add one, can you add one to the Kollel? Because if you do, I've got a note that says it's the gematria of Yehudit.
Is what?
Heron of Hannah. Yehudit, Judith.
Well, to answer your question, can you add the Kollel? You can only add the Kollel if you sense that word is connected to the spiritual levels. The Kollel actually represents a connection to the Creator. So you add the word bracha. You add one kollel for each of the four letters. And the reason being that obviously a bracha is coming from the Creator, so it's definitely connected, and so the kollels are appropriate. But it's really an intuitive perception whether you can add the kollel or not.
Well, I have a note that it was written by Rabbi Ginsburg, and I put the article in my folder for my name that I like to read on each one of my birthdays. And because of Shabbat, because it was a message in the course of Shabbat 5774. That's what I have on my card. So.
I understand, and I'm not arguing with you. I wouldn't definitely. The tenth door, that language is definitely connected to the upper world. So I would add the Kollel without any question.
Mm-hmm. Evidently, some into Shabbat too.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Let's read verse 51. Petach ha'ohel raza v'tara t'tzedek v'itcha dim hemnuta v'ikten al be'ya Avraham b'ahu Rishima Kadisha Kihom Hayom Da Tzadik Darga Techibura Chadadi Albeya Mandit Gazar the Itrishim Beya Rishima Kadisha Deha Itavar Mearla Uyal Bekiyuma Bitrain Dargin Elain Divnun Raza Dimemnuta. The translation: the tent door is the secret of the gate of righteousness, the gateway to the faith, which is the nukva, and the secret of the judgments of the nukva. And it is called the gateway because Abraham entered the holy imprint of circumcision there. Without this, he would not have entered the covenant. This is why it is called a gateway. In the heat of the day refers to the aspect of the righteous, the grade of the united oneness, which is entered and joined by whoever is circumcised and is signed by the holy imprint. Because the foreskin has been removed from him, he enters into the illumination of these two grades, the righteous and the righteousness, which are the secret of faith. My commentary: there is a level of consciousness called faith. The gate or entrance to this level, which is also called the secret of faith, is the unification of Zeranpin with Malchut, which is revealed here by Rabbi Ashlag as righteous and righteousness. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I thought it interesting that that first word, the talk, you know, means opening. So they're using the word gateway, because that's in Hebrew, and I know this is Aramaic, but so many of the words are similar.
You are correct about Patach, and many of the verses have Patach in them.
Mm-hmm.
And a tent door, the concept of the opening of the tent is a tent door, something that will close it, something that will guard it.
And it's also a vowel, and you have to open your mouth to make that vowel sound.
Should I go on, or should I wait here?
I think you can go on.
Yeah, go on.
Verse 52. Shalosha anashim gomer ilein tilat malakin shalichan demit labeshan beavirea v'nachate lachai alma bechezu devar nash utlat chavo kegavna vileila begin Bekeshet la itchaze ela bigavavnim tilata bivar besumach vayarok behakehu vaday. The translation: the verse, and lo, three men, refers to the three angels, the three messenger angels, who clothe themselves with air and come down to this world in a human image. And they were three, just as there are three above, namely Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet of Zeranpin. The rainbow, the Nukva, appears only in three colors, white, red, and green. This is exactly like the three colors of Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet of Zeranpin. My commentary. There is an amazing hint in this verse. Can you realize it for yourself? The hint is air. Air represents the central column. Angels are either right column or left column, but never central column. In order to be in the physical world, angels must be protected from what we live with daily, the mixing of good and evil. That is being in a state of balance, is the protection for the angels, but also for us. Be in balance and stay in balance. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Why do they never tell us the colors of Yitzhak and Hod? We always get, you know, the three colors and Malkuth being blue. But we don't get commentary on Yitzhak and Hod.
We have covered that in previous sessions. Number one, those colors are given, but they're related to the minor colors associated with the white, red, and green. But the idea of Netzach and Hod, we discussed in one Zohar that Netzach and Hod are not truly necessary. The four major Sefirot of the seven is Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet connecting to Malchut.
Mm-hmm.
The process of Netzach and Hod is part of the process because it represents the emotional level that we need to connect to. But it really isn't necessary in the overall context. And it's wrong for me to say it's not necessary, but it's the difference between a major and a minor context. A close friend and a distant friend.
Well, I'm glad you explained that, because I don't
prophecy
ever remember.
Prophecy comes from Netzach and Hod. Prophecy, Netzach and Hod are levels of consciousness that relative to Chesed and Gevurah, there's no light there. It's only darkness.
Well, I asked the question because I had seen in...
I know my explanation is inadequate.
No, it's just...
But you'll see throughout the Kabbalah and throughout the Zohar studies, many, many times it just talks about these four, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, and Malchut. And Netzach and Hod are there, but they're not described. How many colors in a rainbow are there?
Seven.
And how would you name them?
Well, I used to have my little remember it anymore.
Well, they start out, if I can remember, they start out with the first Sephiroth.
Well, they start out with purple as Keter, that's correct.
Oh, I can't tell you the colors and which ones connect.
No, I know, no, but you can list the colors. List the colors. Start with purple.
You get purple, blue. Then
blue is Malhut. Keep going.
Okay. Then after you get blue, it goes into I think it goes into the red. Red,
goes
yellow. Into red. Purple, blue, red.
Red is the left column, so it would be Gibura.
Then you do yellow.
Well, yellow is history to ferret, but we're saying green is middle column, so.
Yeah, so it's yellow then green.
No, so it's green is Tiferet and yellow is Yesod. And when we said red, it's really Bina, not Gevura. See, but you said there were seven colors in a rainbow, and I started with purple being Keter. And there's so there has to be 10 colors in the rainbow, but three of them are above the visual frequency. But
okay.
If you write a list out of the colors, we can then talk about how they relate to the Sephiroth. But as we've studied, you have one sage that says the Sephiroth are these colors. You have another sage say they're not those colors. They're these colors. It's a different set of colors. And we have to determine for ourselves through our own intuition and through our meditation and contemplation.
Well, both of them are right because
that is correct.
It depends.
Both of them
it
are
depends
right.
On if you look at a rainbow in here in Southeast Texas, it will look different if you look at it in Colorado, because the atmosphere and the particles and everything and the reflection is different. Reflection, refraction, whatever you want to call it.
There's more pollution in Denver than there is in Houston.
So you do get different when you see a rainbow. The colors are They're in those hues, and if they're not in the same shades.
And that's why the television set, the pixels in a television set, are 16,000 different colors, different shades.
Right. I agree.
We are out of time. Our 7 o'clock class tonight is questions and answers. So I hope to see you there.
Okay, thank you. Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you, Hannah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.